welcome to Is It Dad Rock Yet? I'm Martin, and it's just me and Steve this week. Take it away, Stevie P.
Hello, 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 hello. Thanks for joining us. I guess if it's your first time listening, welcome. If you're rejoining us, I guess welcome as well, but thanks for coming back. You must have enjoyed the last episode. You're probably going to enjoy this one as well, I would assume. I'll get the boring stuff out of the way. If you can, and I know you can, give us a five-star review on whatever you're listening to us on. Spotify, Apple, Amazon. I don't think Google Podcasts exists anymore, but it might do. So five-star reviews all around, please. And give us a follow, give us a like on Facebook, Instagram, that kind of stuff. Our email address is isitdadrockyet@gmail.com. And if you want to speak to us, send us a message. I'm certain one of us will reply, and I'm also certain it will be me. So send us an email. Get in touch, all that good shit. Martin, what was the last thing you listened to on Spotify? Tell the listeners, I'm sure they all want to know.
So the last thing I was listening to, I just had a quick look. It was Suicide Season by Bring Me the Horizon. Because I've been listening to one of the newer songs at Lost. I don't know if you've heard it.
No.
I quite like it. It's okay. Because I don't think I belong on this planet. Reckless amounts of love from my hands. It's still a sense I can't fucking stand it. And then I was like, do you know what? I feel like I need some old Bring the Horizon. So, yeah, listening to the album on the way home from the dentist.
Oh, very nice. What did you have done at the dentist?
I had them cleaned, which was nice of them. And then I paid for the pleasure.
Yeah, as always. I always pay for the pleasure, just so everyone knows. I forgot what I was going to say then, Martin. I've put myself off. Oh, that was it. So when I listen to Suicide Season, I like it for about one listen. And then I go like it's a bit cliche this now. Do you feel like that when you re-listen to it?
No, I think it's a bit full on, so I wouldn't listen to it all the time. It's a nice nostalgia hit, but I don't really listen to that kind of shouty screaming music or metalcore music in general anymore. And then usually I listen to it, I think, oh, this is all right. And then after a couple of songs or, you know, the album through, I'm like, yeah, I don't listen to this music anymore. And that there's a reason why. I'm just not that into it as a day-to-day listen.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the last time I listened to it. I was like, oh, this is cool. And I think I put it on for the second time, and I was like, ah, this isn't as cool the second time round. So I get, for me, it's one of them things where, like, a one-off listen is pretty cool, but then I can't have it on repeat. But I was listening to a band called Ojne. I think it's pronounced Ojne. So it's O-J-N-E. So I don't know how to pronounce that band name, but they're obviously not English. They recently played in the UK for the first time in like 10 years. And I thought, that's such a coincidence that I've just started listening to them. I didn't go because it was in London and I live nowhere near London. But remember when we did the 2023 Wrapped episode and you gave me a goal to listen to more bands than North American bands? Well,
yeah,
I'm going to hit that goal.
Good. Glad you're working on it. Glad you've taken it on board, my constructive feedback.
All right, let's move on. Relevant topics to discuss. Is there any, Martin? What's going on in the world of music? Anything interesting?
So only two things going on in the world of music currently. Only two things, which is Slipknot apparently have announced a new drummer, or there's strong rumours of a new drummer. I mean, do we anyone actually give a shit? But anyway, apparently people do. I think it's when I read the comments and sort of looked up a little bit. They were saying that this guy called Elroy, that's Brazilian drummer, and I think he was in or from Soulfly or something like that. So, yeah, I'm sure he's very good. I'm sure, you know, that's lovely for Slipknot fans. Who knows? Are you interested in that?
No. Anything I read about Slipknot, I'm just like, I don't care. They used to be cool. Now I think they're just a bit old hat. And they're like, I saw something earlier where Sean was saying, we're going to be releasing new music this year. Like, I don't care. Honestly, like...
You just fucking hit a drum. What's your fucking... You don't fucking do it. I'm sure he does more, but, you know, fuck you.
The last album was a bit shit. Every now and again, they'll release a song, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. But most of the time, I'm like, that's a bit shit. So, yeah, not that interested. Anything else interesting happening?
So, fans of Biffy Clyro will have seen it. They've been teasing it. So, they've been doing, like, silhouette pictures on Instagram of their first three albums. So, I think a different album each day. Riling up everyone, thinking everyone's like, oh, what's this going to be? What's going to get announced? And it turns out it is a tour they're doing called Celebration of Beginnings. And they're doing three nights in Glasgow and three nights in London, I think in October time this year. And they're doing, each night they're doing a different album. I assume the tickets will have sold out instantly. And yeah, it's just a bit of a bollock. If it had been London, Leeds or Manchester or something like that, I'd have been tempted because I really like the first three Biffy albums. All the Biffy albums are good, but them three in particular, before they went a bit more mainstream, a bit more melodic, I quite like the sort of choppy parts of the first three albums. But yeah, fuck that. I'm not going to Glasgow. I'm not going to London. So sorry, Biffy.
Well, their loss, Martin, not yours. A lot of nostalgia is going around these days. I think we might have mentioned this on the last episode about, like, was it When We Were Young Fest is doing like a throwback to like classic albums from, like, I guess potentially dad rock bands, depends if you class them as dad rock or not, but like, yeah, like Jimmy Eat World playing Bleed American, or I can't think of any others, like Weezer playing the Green Album. I don't think that's actually happening, but like, that seems to be happening a lot, where bands are coming back, or they haven't gone anywhere, but they're going back to the old material and playing it live. And it just, is it new? Is it a new thing? Or is it...
Yeah, I don't think it's... Well, it might be new. It's new to us, I suppose. I think there's probably nostalgia tours and, you know, people touring the first albums before we cared about that music or about that band. So say, for example, I think, like, is it Judas Priest are playing tonight? So we're recording this on the 13th of March, and they're playing in Hull tonight, I think. But I'm sure Judas Priest might have done a tour for their first album 10, 15 years ago. We just don't care. Do you know what I mean?
But is the Judas Priest thing going on tonight in Hull? Is that an anniversary?
No, I think it's just a show. It was just a tour. Yeah. But what I'm saying is they've probably done anniversary tours of albums as they've, you know, the debut albums, you know, hit the milestone of 20, 30 years old or whatever. They've probably done them tours. But because A, we don't care about Judas Priest, and B, we probably weren't born when they were doing them tours. So I think it's where in the, as you get older, you see films being remade. But when we were younger, you and the younger generation don't know the remakes. So I'm realizing that something comes out now, I'm like, shit, I remember the first one coming out of the cinema. You know, the original, if you like.
Oh, you do sound like an old bastard.
Exactly. But, I mean, it's cool. I'm not against remakes, ultimately. You know, some people are like, oh, no, it's always better. Yeah, I'm always like, yeah, remake it, mate. You go.
I mean, remakes are sometimes cool. But I don't ever remember my dad being like, oh, shit, yeah, 20 years of, like, London Calling.
Yeah, my parents were never into the music that much, so like it wouldn't have been a thing. But I reckon, well, we'll have to look it up. Or if anyone actually cares or knows, they should get in contact. Who have they been to an anniversary show of an old like granddad rock band?
15 years of Ride the Lightning, for example. Let us know. Is it dadrockyet@gmail.com? Send us an email.
Just any email. Just talk to us. Just anyone, come talk to us, please. Lonely, lonely men over here. Rammstein Mutter. Sounds so common. Rammstein Mutter from the year 2001, as chosen by me.
So before we get started, I've got a little mini quiz for you. So as I was reading about Rammstein, I found out that they actually created a new genre when their first album was released. And pardon my German here, but the genre is New Deutsch Hart, which translates to New German Hardness, which is a pretty fucking cool name for a genre.
I think I've seen that film.
So I've made a little game. It's called Who Invented This Genre? I'm going to give you the name of a genre, some options, and you need to tell me who it was that invented the genre. Pretty straightforward, pretty basic question and answer trivia game. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay, first one. Who invented Easycore? Was it Newfound Glory? Chunk? No, Captain Chunk. Neck Deep or Set Your Goals?
Easycore. I mean, I feel like Newfound Glory is going to be... They were around earlier than the other bands, I think. But whether they invented... Because they're more pop punk. Easycore. We'll go with Set Your Goals.
Yeah, sorry, man. It is Newfound Glory. Something to do with one of their tours was called the Easycore Tour or something like that, but everyone credits them, or actually them or All Time Low.
What's the difference between Easycore and Popcore?
Probably nothing, really. Easycore is obviously the opposite to hardcore, but it's playing in major keys and putting breakdowns into pop punk music, usually. I am not a fan. Not a fan at all.
Says the guy that's got pop punk is your main favourite genre.
Nah, I fucking hate pop punk. You know I do. Okay. I didn't used to. The old stuff, I think it's pretty cool. Like Homegrown, a great pop punk band. This world is cold, but just know you're not alone.
No, you're not alone. I know what you're thinking.
Whitmore, a great pop punk band. And you know I never cheat on you. Come back and I'll show you soon. Think about the way things used to be. I can't take any more. What is my heart for you, Allison? I wanna talk to you, Allison. I'll be forever. Blink 182, if you'd call them pop punk. I don't myself, but people do. A great pop punk band. When we said we were gonna move to Vegas, I remember the look your mother gave us. 17 without a purpose or direction. We don't know anyone, a fucking explanation. I fell in love with a girl at the rock show. She said what, and I told her that I didn't know. She's so cool, and it's sneaking through the window. Everything's better when she's around. Can't wait till the parents go away. Like Neck Deep, Set Your Goals, All Time Low, anything that's pop punk nowadays, I'm like, ah, fuck that, not worth it. Not worth spending my life listening to this shite. Anyway, let me carry on with my questions. Who invented black metal? Was it A, Venom, B, Cradle of Filth, C, Dimmu Borgir, or D, Immortal?
I got Cradle of Filth.
Nah, sorry, dude. It's a band called Venom from Newcastle, I think. And they just had an album called Black Metal, and I guess that's where that's where the genre got its name, and they had that style. Black metal.
metal.
Okay, a little bit of a change here. Who invented new metal? Was it Korn, Limp Bizkit, Rage Against the Machine, or Linkin Park?
I think like Korn are always credited, so I'm going to go with Korn as a bit of an obvious choice.
Korn is correct. They are always credited because they did invent new metal.
Makes sense.
Are you ready?
Why is it called new metal? If I suppose not new metal, well, because if the other one was because they had a tour called Easy Core, the other album was called Black Metal. Where's new metal come from? As in, it's spelled NU metal as well, so it's like a weird one, really.
I'll check it out on Google. Why is new metal called new metal? The first thing that came up was, why is new metal hated? Okay, so it says here, definition, and this is from Metal Wiki. Definition, the term was first used for a review of a 1997 Cold Chamber concert in Spin magazine in the form new metal, N-E-W metal. And I guess from there, it changed. They started adding it to artists like new metal and then changed it to N-U metal because, well, why not? It was the year 2000, probably, when they started using the N-U.
Ooh. Well, you learn something new every day.
Okay, next one. Who invented emo? Was it A, My Chemical Romance, B, Paramore, C, Rites of Spring, or D, Weezer?
Oh, I just feel like, I want to say My Chemical Romance, but I feel like they're a bit late to it. I'm going to go with a band that I haven't heard of. What was the last one?
So you've got My Chemical Romance, Paramore, Rites of Spring, or Weezer?
Riots of Spring, we'll go with them.
Yeah, Rites of Spring, just no riots, Rites of Spring. Yeah, they invented emo from the 1980s, I think. And the term emo core was written about their album, I think. And finally, who invented horror punk? Was it Calabrese, The Cramps, Misfits, or AFI?
Fucking hell, that's a good question, Steve, because I feel like I haven't heard of the first band, I'll be honest, but I've heard of The Cramps, and I can sort of see their imagery, Misfits and AFI as well. I think it's a toss-up between Cramps and Misfits, and I am going to go Cramps.
Sorry, dude, it's Misfits.
Fuck's sake. Any place is where she'll be. Any place she'll see you from. Lies and secrets become your world. Anytime, anywhere, she takes me away. And that climbs up the steps one by one to give you the rose that's been earned by her.
Out of a whole of those questions, like the one that was the easiest to find the answer to was the horror punk one with Misfits. Like, emo was like, there's so many arguments about what emo is and who invented emo. It's ridiculous on the internet. New metal's always Korn. It always comes back to Korn. The black metal one I thought was cool was Venom because they named their album Black Metal. And then the Easy Core one, yeah, like I say, it could have been a couple of bands, but Newfound Glory had the tour named Easy Core, which is why I think they're giving it. But yeah, I enjoyed doing the quiz. Probably not accurate at all in terms of the answers, but You never know.
Oh, yeah. There'll be definitely people screaming at the fucking phone, but they'll be like, oh, fucking emo, it was so-and-so or whatever.
If you're screaming at your car radio, at your laptop, at your phone, or whatever, send us an email. Let us know what you think. Is it dadrockyet@gmail.com? I wonder how many times I'm going to tell people what our email address is.
I was going to say, yeah, you're really pushing the email. You know, that really dated sort of mode of communication.
Send us a message.
Send us a letter.
Send us a letter. Send us a message on Instagram if you like. Okay, Martin, can you tell our listeners why you chose this album?
Well, I chose this album because you asked me to choose this album. But we have been talking about doing a Rammstein one for a while. And I do actually quite like Rammstein. I don't know if I ever had their album at the time, but they were definitely on Kerrang. I remember, obviously, the that was the sort of Kerrang theme tune for a while with a man smashing the rocks. I think one of the songs was a soundtrack for Triple X, I think it was. So yeah, so it was getting quite mainstream, quite popular. I quite liked him, and I've listened to him since a few times. There's a couple of the songs on the River albums that I quite like. But yeah, I think whether I'd buy their albums right now if Spotify wasn't a thing, I don't know. But yeah, I don't mind a bit of Rammstein every now and then.
Yeah, this was one of the first albums that we actually got requested to do as well. One of our listeners, I guess, when we first started up, we got the message saying, you should do Mutter by Rammstein. So 3 years later, you're welcome.
Yeah, we deliver eventually.
Okay, shall we get into it?
Oh, well, what did you think of Rammstein? What do you think of them now? What do you think of that album?
Yeah, I really like the music videos. So like, I would never turn them off, but I would never choose to listen to Rammstein. And I know a lot of people love Rammstein. A lot of people I know love Rammstein. I'm just not into it that much. But like I say, really, really interesting music videos. And I think that's one of the things that kept me entertained. If it was just like, it came on like artist radio on Spotify, I'd probably be like, what's this? And probably skip it. But yeah, okay. I'm like, listening to the album, when I listened to it like quite recently, I know a lot of the songs on it, like the first few songs. But after that, it's like, oh, I don't know this at all. Okay, let's get into it then. So Mutter is Rammstein's third studio album. It was released on the 2nd of April 2001. It boasts 11 songs that span over 45 minutes. 6 singles were released from the album, and that is over 50% of the album. I'm going to give you the name of a song, and I want you to tell me if it was released as a single or not. And I just realized, like, an album that we've chosen, which is just recent, like, over the past few episodes, they've seemed to have had a lot of singles. Like Biffy Clyro, 6 singles. American Idiot, 5 singles. This one, 6 singles. It's just crazy. Anyway, first song. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
Sauna.
Yes.
That is correct.
Sie wird heute Nacht nicht untergehen. Und die Welt zählt laut bis 10.
Ickville.
Yes.
That is correct.
Ich will, dass ihr mir glaubt. Ich will eure Blicke spüren. Ich will jeden Herzschlag kontrollieren. Ich will eure Stimmen hören. Ich will die Ruhe stören. Ich will, dass ihr mich gut seht. Ich will, dass ihr mich.
Zvita.
No.
That is correct. Mein Herz brennt.
No.
Sorry, man. That one is... it was a single, yeah. Adios.
No.
Correct.
Rein zwischen Hals und Unterarm. Die Melodie verleise ins Gebein. No, no,
no, no, no. Firefly.
Yes.
Yeah, well done. So, the songs were released in the following order singles. Some of them I didn't mention on here, or one of them at least. So you got Sonna, that was released first. Then Lynx Vi Drivea, or Lynx Vo Drivea, depending how you pronounce the word two in German. Ickville, Mutter.
Ich durfte kein
Firefly, and then Mein Herz brennt. So all the singles were released in either 2001 or 2002, with the exception of Mein Herz brennt, which was released as a single in 2012. So 11 years after the album was released, and it was to promote a video collection called Videos 1995 to 2012. So yeah, well done. If you knew about that one, which obviously you didn't because it was released in 2012, you would have... got them all right.
If I knew the answer, I'd have got them all right. Yeah, of course.
Well, also, I just need to apologize for my German pronunciations as well, because I might not be doing so well, but we'll see. Well, if you don't like it, send us an email. isitdadrocket@gmail.com. Okay, this one is true or false. So pay attention, Martin. So Rammstein were named after Rammstein airshow disaster of 1988. In which three Italian Air Force planes collided during a performance, causing 70 fatalities in total. And it was the deadliest air show accident in history until 2002. True or false?
Well, it's so weird if it's not true, so specific, unless that's like a rumor and they've debunked it. So I'm going to go false, because I think it's a pretty grim thing to be named after. Like, an aerial disaster that's killed a lot of people. And if it is named after that, then I am not impressed by Rammstein.
I don't think there's a real right answer to this one. If you said true, you'd have been right. If you said false, you'd have been right. So the band have actually denied it for some time, and they probably still do, but Wikipedia says that this is the reason they're called Rammstein, so it must be true. But most of the band were previously in a punk band called Feeling B. So at the time, they had a van which had the words Rammstein Flugschau written in it. And I think that was a name that they'd like planned for the band, but ended up changing it to Feeling B. But Rammstein was spelled incorrectly. It had an extra M. And that was just an accident. And Rammstein had written an early song, and it was about the airshow disaster. But then people started referring to the band as the Rammstein Band. And it appears as though the band just decided to go with it and call themselves Rammstein, but with two M's eventually. and it actually translates to the English ramming stone. So to summarize, the band say we're not named after an air show disaster, but all things I read seem like they're named after this air show disaster.
Well, it feels like they're named after the air show disaster by accident. If they've got a song about it, and then people are calling them Rammstein, you know, off the back of that. So maybe it's a bit of both.
Okay, I've got a lyric question for you now. So I'm going to give you the lyrics in German. So wish me luck. And I want you to tell me what they translate into. So the song is Sonne, and the lyrics are... Let's see if we can do this. Alle warten auf das Licht. Fertig nicht. Die Sonne schneit mis a down Augen.
Okay, I assume I've got multiple choice here.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot about that. So the multiple choice is, here comes the sun, my darling. I feel the ice slowly melting. It seems like years since it's been clear. Or is it, everyone is waiting for the light. Be afraid. Do not be afraid. The sun shines out of my eyes. Or is it, I will have my vengeance in this life or the next. I will have my vengeance before the sun rises.
I think it's B.
B is correct. Yeah, well done. So everyone is waiting for the light. Be afraid. Do not be afraid. The sun shines out of my eyes.
Alle warten auf das Licht. Fürchtet euch nicht. Die Sonne scheint mir aus den Augen.
Little tidbit. So that song was originally written for the entrance music for Vitali Klitschko, who I believe is probably like related to Vladimir Klitschko. But I don't actually know what the song is about, but I think it might be about knocking someone out because he actually does count to 10 in it. And if you're wondering where I got the other lyrics from, Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. I nicked some lyrics out of that one for the first multiple choice. And then obviously the last one was from Gladiator, apart from I added a bit at the end about the sun rising. Okay, next one. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Till Lindemann is the frontman of Rammstein. He was born in East Germany in 1963. He was a year younger than my dad. When he was a young boy, he attended a sports school and was shortlisted to participate in the 1980 Moscow Olympics as a swimmer. He couldn't because of an injury, so instead, he became the frontman of a metal band. But before Rammstein became popular, what job did Till Lindemann do? Was he A, a race car driver, B, a milkman, C, a hotel porter, or D, a basket weaver?
Is he a bastard? I mean, like an F1 racer, milkman, basket weaver, and a hotel porter, they're all very... One of them's very different to all the others. I'm going to go with milkman.
Sorry, man. It's actually a basket weaver. So I had a look at what a basket weaver does because I thought, well, surely a machine would make a basket. But yeah, he made baskets. But they also make mats, mesh bags, and furniture. So,
right.
Yeah. Next question. Richard Crusp, I think that's how you pronounce it, Richard Crusp, maybe, is the lead guitarist of Rammstein. His real name is Sven, but he changed it to Richard because he believes that everyone has a right to change their name, should they wish. At one point in his life, before Rammstein, Crusp, or Crusp, lived alone for 2 years with only a guitar and a drum kit for company. He would make music all day. The question here is, why did Richard Crusp, or Crusp, start playing guitar?
But also, can I just go, I believe that everyone should be able to change the name. I'm not going to change my name because I think that. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's not a reason to change your name because you believe people should be able to. Also, people can just change their name. That's legally okay. So I don't know what he's trying to prove with that one. Krusty Kreme or whatever his name is.
Well, you've clearly just got different values to him, Martin. What he's saying is, I have a right to change my name and therefore I will. What you're saying is, I have a right to change my name and I don't give a fuck. Maybe he didn't like my name, Sven. Maybe his uncle molested him and his uncle was called Sven. So he changed his name to Richard.
Maybe. I mean, do you think if I could be asked, I'd change my name? Because Martin is just a nerd's name, isn't it?
Well, it depends. Depends who the person that name is attached to is. If you're a nerd, then yeah. Well, obviously you're a nerd, so Matt, in your situation, is a nerd.
Thing is, like, imagine a baby Martin. That's just stupid.
Little Marty.
And, like, baby Steve.
Well, you wouldn't ever call a baby Steve, would you? You call it Stephen or Stevie.
Or, like, Keith, Dwayne, Craig. All these names are weird for babies. So anyway, what was the question? What was the question?
So the question is, why did Richard Crusp or Crusp start playing guitar? Was it A, to impress a girl? B, because the band needed a guitarist and he lived with them? C, he had learned in school? Or D, simply because he thought it was cool?
Well, I think an unwritten rule of if there's option there, it's always about a girl. So I'm going to go with that one.
That is true. It was to impress a girl. So he bought the guitar when he visited Czechoslovakia, and he just was going to sell it. So his intention was to sell it when he got home. But a girl asked him to play, so he did what he could. And she said it sounded beautiful, and that is why he decided to learn to play properly.
And if it is, if anyone knows how to pronounce his name, then just send us an email.
isitdadrockyet@gmail.com. Next question. I've got another translation for you this time, Martin. It's the same as last time. So I'll give you the German lyrics, and you have to tell me what they translate to. So the song is Mutter, and the lyrics are... Oh, God. I suppose it doesn't matter how I pronounce this to you, because I'm just saying some lyrics. I'm just saying some words, and then you're going to go, well, what's the multiple choice? Okay. Ich darf keine Nippel lecken und keine Folter.
What are you doing to my nipples?
Let me start again. Ich darf keine... I can't do it. Ich darf keine Nippel lecken.
Crying.
Right. Just need to get past the nipple part. Ich darf keine Nippel lecken und keine Folter zum Verstecken. Niemand gab mir einen Namen, gesucht in Hast und ohne Samen. So multiple choice on this one is, I just killed a man, life had just begun, now I've thrown it all away, too late, my time has come. Or is it, I can show you what it's like, if you want to find hell with me, tell your children not to hold my hand, tell your children not to walk my way. And then the last one is, sorry. Okay, and then the last one is, I wasn't allowed to...
This better be funny.
And the last one is, I wasn't allowed to lick nipples and no wrinkle to hide.
He still told you not to lick nipples. What a weird rule.
Or is it, I wasn't allowed to lick nipples and no wrinkle to hide.
Fuck's sake.
I wasn't allowed to lick nipples and no wrinkle to hide. Nobody gave me a name, conceived in haste and without seed. Do you want me to go through them again?
Yeah, can you just repeat the last one? Well, I think it's obviously, it's going to be B.
No, that's incorrect. That is Mother by Danzig. It's actually the one about licking nipples. That is the correct answer.
Ich durfte keine Nippel lecken und keine Falte zum Verstecken. Niemand gab mir einen Namen, gezeugt in Hast und ohne Samen. Der Mutter, die mich nie.
No, it's not.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to lick nipples and no wrinkle to hide. Nobody gave me a name, conceived in haste and without seed. They're the lyrics to Mutter.
So, I suppose, is it about, like, breastfeeding, like you didn't have a mum?
I don't know what it's about, Martin. Makes no sense to me whatsoever. I don't know what he's talking about wrinkles for.
Wrinkly nipples? Is that a thing?
Okay, early in their career... Rammstein were accused by German media outlets of being neo-Nazis. When asked about the Nazi accusations, Till Lindemann said, "We come from the East. We've grown up as socialists. We used to either be punks or goths. We hate Nazis." Which song from this album was written to affirm which side of a political spectrum the band stands on? And it's multiple choice, obviously. Is it Rhein Raus? Ich will? Links vor drei vier? Or Spieler?
I'll go, was it Ryan Rouse? I'll go with that one.
That's incorrect, sorry, dude. It's Lynx vor Driver.
I was going to go with that one, but I didn't.
Yeah, so it's actually Left 2, 3, 4. So some of the lyrics are, you want my heart in the right place? Yes. Then I look down, then it hits the left. So Lynx is the German word for left, like I said. And it's obviously Left 2, 3, 4. And I think the chorus is like, on the left, 2, 3, 4, on the left, 2, 3, 4.
Right, okay.
Okay, this is the last question. Are you ready for it?
I am.
Rammstein's live performances are not for the faint of heart. They've been described as intense, theatrical, and controversial. They often include fire, pyrotechnics, costumes, and elaborate stage production. This is a true or false question. On tour in 1999, Till Lindemann simulated anal sex with the keyboardist Christian Flake Lorenz, and they were arrested for lewd and lascivious behaviour.
I think I've read that. So I'm going to go true. And if it's false, obviously I've just made it up, but I'm pretty certain I've read something like that.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it was in Worcester, Massachusetts. They were released the next day, but it helped to solidify their rebellious imagery and got them international attention.
What does simulating anal sex then? Is that just like rubbing up against each other? Like, how can you get like...
We just pretended to bum him. We went behind him in like...
But like, how can you possibly get arrested for that? That's just insane, isn't it?
Fucking America. That's how. Fucking stupid. But yeah, he will have just like got up behind him, pretended to do a bit of, you know, have sex with him, whatever. All fully dressed and everything, or like at least partly dressed. And yeah, got arrested. Just ridiculous. That's it. There you go.
I don't think I did as well as I was hoping, I'll be honest, but I've learned a lot, Steve. It was good questions. I enjoyed the questions about the German translations the best. Rammstein, Mutter, from the year 2001. It was an obvious choice for an episode, wouldn't you say, Steve?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Another great episode, if I say so myself. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you want to email us, isitdadrockyet @gmail.com. You know, send us a message. We like getting messages. We like to hear what people think. If you enjoyed the German translations, let us know. I really tried hard on those ones. Practiced. I've been practicing since year 8, my German. Yeah, that's it, really. Thanks for listening. See you next time. isitdadrockyet@gmail.com. We've got Instagram. We're on Facebook. Give us a like. Give us a follow. Give us a 5-star review. And yeah, get in touch.
Bye.
I wasn't allowed to lick nipples.